guys. Welcome and welcome back to Reconcile the Podcast. My name is Washira.
My name is Natalie.
And we are the hosts.
Yay.
Okay. So on today's episode, we're going to be talking about
drum rolls.
Secret scene.
Secret scene. I feel like it should be secret scene because it's a secret.
Yeah, but okay, what comes to mind, Natalie, when you think about secret scene, what is that thing that comes to mind?
I think about fornication. For real, I think about fornication. Scene, okay, not just, it's not limited to fornication, but scene that we do, or things that we do that are wrong, but we do them in secret. Yeah, actually, that's not the best way to define it. We do them in private.
Yeah.
But one thing we really need to understand is that God, ako nawe adiko above.
Omnipresent.
Ako ndani. Ukifonicate, ako apo. Ukifanini, he sees.
Yeah.
So, like, secret scene. One thing I niliandika ka quote fulani.
Uh-huh.
I was like, ooh, poet, no. Something like secret, like it's a secret because mm-hmm. other humans don't know about
for sure,
but God knows about
God knows everything.
Yeah, so fornication, lust, gossip, it can be a secret sin, but lust, fornication, pornography, masturbation, such things. Mm-hmm. And what else can you tell us about sin?
Okay, so I have points. So actually, let me say the first thing that I think about when it comes to secret scene is a song. There's a song by Casting Crowns. It's called "It's a Slow Fade." So now they talk about how again it's a slow fade. So it starts from okay. I'm not gonna. Should I pull up the lyrics? Let me actually, Nini. It's a slow fade by Cast. It's a really good song. So one second. So it says, "Be careful, little eyes, what you see. It's a second glance that ties your hands. As the darkness pulls the strings. Be careful, little feet, where you go, for it's a little feet behind you that are sure to follow. It's a slow fade when you give yourself away. It's a slow fade when black and white have turned to gray and thoughts invade, choices are made, a price will be paid. When you give yourself away, people never crumble in a day." So the thing about secret sin, and okay, but you can start, you have a point with that it starts with the mind. It starts with your eyes, it starts with your ears before it manifests into actual doing. Yeah, you had a point.
My point was that we don't just sin by actions. Like, sin starts
In the mind.
Yeah. Once you, like, is that Bible verse that says sin is sin?
Sin is sin.
Because visually, sin is equal, like, mtu mwenye ameua.
Oh, except the Holy Spirit. Yeah.
Is that an actual
Bible? I'm not sure unless we check God.
As, like, when you sin with your thoughts, you're seeing this guy, you're like, oh, this guy, oh my God, doesn't lie such thinking and having lustful thing, you know, like you don't have to do the actual thing. And oh,
that's what Jesus says, actually.
Yeah,
he says, I don't know if you guys remember that part where, I think it's before God talks about divorce. It says that now, people used to think, okay, now sex is the problem. But now Jesus is like, you know, when you just look at a woman, just by the look. Just by the look.
Oh my God.
That's, you know, that's amazing.
Hi.
That's very neat. Because we, as Christians, sometimes I find and I've seen people wanting to like argue about, especially that thing about sex where you're like, oh, see, but just, you know, touchy-touchy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that really wrong?
Mm-hmm.
You want to be, I like what you said about your lyrics, you know, the black and white turns to gray.
Yeah.
Because these things are black and white.
Yeah.
People says flee from sexual
immorality. Yeah.
It's going to be like, but you know what is sex? The Bible has not said, "Ukishika hapa na hapa, iyo ni sex."
Yeah.
Hapa na hapa,
yeah.
Is sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
It starts with, yeah, it starts with your mind.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then now it proceeds. Like, as you said, it does not crumble in a day.
Mm.
It is something that
Leo, oh, you're thinking about it. Tomorrow you're thinking about it and you, can I do it? By the 30th day, you actually want to do it or you have done it. So it doesn't just happen like, it's a process.
And the thing about us church people, we are still people. We are not immune. We are not at you
again.
Yeah, we are not. Yes, we do have Holy Spirit. And I mean, for sure we do have Holy Spirit, but
we are not immune.
We are not immune to sin. So yeah, that was my first point, that it's a slow fade. And by that, so can I tie it into the second point? I was thinking about Adam and Eve. And what I wrote is, the thing about sin is you don't know. Now, specifically, we wrote in this context, the thing about sin, you don't know how deep it runs until you see its consequences. For example, Adam and Eve. I don't think Adam and Eve, if they knew this is how the world would be, because these people knew perfection, because they knew God. Everything, like how God had created the world when Adam and Eve was there and how the world is right now, is two different things. So had they known, I feel like, had they known this is what would have happened, I personally don't think they would have agreed to the deception of the devil. Yeah. So
they'd have thought twice.
Yeah, they would have thought twice. Gayeni dunia yote itafall just because of this small thing. And you see, that's the thing about sin. You don't know how deep it runs until you see in
those.
And you see, oh my God. And by the way, I think as we are talking, obviously you said that this, we are not immune. I have struggled with secret sin. I'm sure it's the same thing for you and just like everyone else who's watching. The purpose of this conversation is for freedom. Not, number one, is for you to know that you're not condemned. You're not alone. Number two, freedom. Where was I going with that point? I've forgotten. I've lost my train of thought. No, I was just talking about like, oh yeah, the thing about sin is in the moment, it's so good. Whatever it is, whatever you're doing, you don't think. Yeah, like there's that, oh my God, yes. Okay, let's talk about lust or. Let me give a good example. Movies. I don't know if I know. I have previously done this where, oh my God, Nikwa about kuji samang on or tandao. You see movies that are steamy. I like, yeah, I've looked for, there are times I have intentionally looked for steamy movies because it gives me a certain
because I've done this.
Like, you know, you just want, because you know, okay, I'm obviously not gonna go and have sex.
Yeah.
Or because it is me can't watch pornography. And you see, there's no difference.
Because actually I have done this.
There's no there's really no difference. Yeah. And now if I had Holy Spirit really just came through, because I know I cannot have sex. So because I know I cannot do that, I'm looking for something short and temporary. And I can't say it's pornography, but it is. Like, it actually is. And the more you open that door, the devil is very cunning. He's not, okay, apana. The moment you open that door, he's like, he takes everything. He literally takes everything. And you don't know. Like, unless Holy Spirit is there to wake you up, you don't know. You won't know how deep it will run until you cannot get out of it, until it has its grip on you. And then probably you're looking at people, you're looking at, that's the only thing you want. No, it be like the devil. The Bible says that he goes around like a roaring, a roaring lion looking for somebody to devour. Not to at you, it's to kill, like to take you by your horns, if you have horns,
and she didn't
devour you. He doesn't have. But in that moment, it's good. Like, it feels like, wow. Where?
I remember, actually, maybe when I was having this, I remember, that's, I don't know if I should mention the series I was watching. Should I?
You can say
Game of Thrones.
Oh, I imagine I've never watched it.
Steamy. So I remember, Nikia, I think I was in high school. And I was just,
high school? Okay.
Is that judgment?
No. Okay, we're a little past.
Was it high school? I think like up from four for me.
Oh, yeah.
Was it quite high school?
I think
and I would literally just fought to be like, oh, because I think I had a curious mind. Like, oh, what is
this?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I used to fought, like, literally.
To look for it.
These are what Game of Thrones is about. Sejun. But... let's even just move on from that topic. But yeah, we tend to be like, oh, unless you jenge is on pornography sites, what I'm doing is not wrong.
Mm.
But it is pornography.
Yeah,
what you've said, it is.
It's inakunini, inaku arouse.
That's the word. It's just black and white. There's not. Oh, you're not in a pornography site, so what you're doing is not pornography.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
I had
and one day it will. Like it will, if you don't stop, it will grow.
It will just grow.
It grows to become a monster.
Mm.
My point was about how we know about Romans 8:38,
mm-hmm. which
that says that nothing can separate us from the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even sin can separate you from the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there's another side to it
mm-hmm.
where. In as much as it won't separate you from the love of God,
mm-hmm.
it will draw you away
for sure
from God. And it's not even like God is like, I won't miss him talk up.
Yeah.
It's us because we have, the devil is an accuser of brethren.
Yeah.
We come and accuse you, oh, you have done this.
Yeah.
How do you, unapata jigat zaku, zaku like, zaku praise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
Sin sort of hinders us from having a right relationship with God.
Yeah.
Though Jesus Benya Ali come, we should talk about righteousness maybe later and how we have a right standing with God.
Uh-huh.
But because we are human and because the devil is an accuser of brethren, he will come and accuse you and be like, surely what do you think you, who do you think you are coming in the presence of God? Like, he doesn't even listen. He doesn't even care. After Mufayaka, you have the guts, you know.
Mm.
So... my point was that sin hinders our relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that God mwenyewe ndio akosa, you have sinned,
mm-hmm.
get out.
Mm-hmm.
It's just us as humans.
You just naturally take yourself away.
True.
Yeah.
And I feel like why we say that David was a man after God's heart is because as much as he did all these things,
he knew
to go back to God. Like, think about Psalms. And the Psalms that she wrote, God, this is what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
God, this is what I'm feeling. And I feel like that is so important, even in those moments of sin, to always go back with God, go back to God with this. Like, God, this is what I'm struggling with. This is how I feel. Help me, you know? And not be like, oh, let me go clean myself up.
And then I'll come back.
No.
Yeah.
That's so wrong.
I don't know whether it was you sharing it with or somebody. I usually feel like this is just Natalie's theory. I usually feel like we in our relationship with God, we are perfected and everything, but right now, we don't start from a place of perfection. We start from imperfection into perfection. That's why when we get born again, for so many people, you don't stop like doing what you are doing.
Yeah.
Like if you are still sleeping around, it can continue. It can continue. It
doesn't happen like...
Yeah, it doesn't stop
then.
Yeah. So, now my point is we start from a place of imperfection into perfection. So now the Bible says that approach the throne of God with boldness. So I think it's in Hebrews chapter 4. You can open it. That's what the word of God says, that you come to like approach the throne of God with boldness. But the previous verse, I feel like I'm jumping ahead of myself.
Okay.
With the point, but you can open it because I'm there. What does it say?
Hebrews chapter
4 from verse 16, 15, 16.
Is it the one? For we do not have a high priest who is unable to feel sympathy for our weakness, but you have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in a time of need.
You see, I really like how it says, like the previous verse says, we don't have a high priest. We have, therefore, since we have a great high priest, verse 15, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. The Bible doesn't start by saying we have a high priest who can, it doesn't say the opposite. It talks about our weaknesses and then tells us that you can, either way, still in our weaknesses, we can come to him and approach him with our imperfections and everything. So Jesus Christ, the thing about sin is that it alienates us because of the shame that you feel. Because even I've been in situations where I feel so much shame. But can I say something? I feel like there's the opposite of shame, and I don't have the word for it. But I feel like, you see how the devil uses, okay, let me use conviction. You see that shame, I feel like shame and conviction can go hand in hand. In that, when the devil tries to use shame, that bad feeling that you get, okay, though they're different. The Holy Spirit uses conviction. So you know that, oh my God, like you feel bad because, I know I shouldn't have done that. Like, God, but now the devil uses shame to condemn you and to like put you down. But even in I really feel bad as in I disappoint God, that conviction is also a good, anyway, that's just me. Sijui kama tani make sense.
I feel like I have a point on that.
Shame is supposed to draw you away
from God, but conviction, like it sets you heart. Like, yes, you'd feel bad, but you're like, God, I have to ask for forgiveness.
Yeah,
like it's conviction will be like, it will bring you closer to God.
Yeah,
in that you're like, I've done this, God, I need.
Yeah,
I feel like I get what you're saying, but there's another thing as Christians, especially mature Christians, if you may say, people that already know the price that has been paid, and they know that they are righteous and they have a right standing relationship with God. Like there's that I don't know what to call it. I thought that was what you're going to say about the opposite of guilt. Like you're not feeling guilt. You already know there's grace.
And is that a good thing though?
It's a good thing.
Oh, okay.
There's grace. So you're like you know.
Like, oh my God will forgive me. Bad. It's bad.
Yeah, it's so bad because I was sharing with another friend, Alkwan and Yambia, that I was in Ilenia, sometimes guilt and shame. And it was like, the thing is, I don't even actually feel shame and guilt.
That's so bad. That's a really bad place to be. Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're like, the grace is there.
Yeah.
The grace is there.
Yeah. But what does the Bible say in Romans?
Should we therefore sin now that grace has been availed? Anyway, I feel like to me, the solution instead of the...
Can actually, do you feel like you have anything else to move to the next part?
Aside from, it alienates us from people. Guys, me, I'm so big on community. Anyway, it alienates you from people and God. For example, Adam and Eve. Again, the moment that they realized they were naked, they became ashamed and they hid from God. Man, it's so beautiful how, you know, that verse is very interesting. Because God knows everything, but he still comes to the garden and then he's still calling them. And he knows, I knew God had, it's like I was there. God knows they had sinned, but he still came looking for them. It's very interesting.
It shows the character of God.
Yeah, it really does.
It's like Anajua, but he's just still like, I'll still run after you. I know you've done this, but I'm still looking for you.
Yeah,
and I feel like that is how God is with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I know you've done this, but I'm still looking for you.
Yeah.
I'm still reaching out to you.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Sin will keep you away from people and it will keep you away from God, which is, you see, that's the thing about the devil. The John 10, he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So, Ajaniseme, I know this is like basic interpretation, but he will steal you away from the people. He will remove you away from community. Because we've seen it, like I've seen it in my church, as in people, because of whatever reason, yeah, like because of, let's say, even sin itself, probably you're struggling with something, the devil really, like, I know how he does it because I've been in such situations, but he really just wants to remove you. Yeah, he just wants to remove you from people, but where, like, he wants to remove you away from where you will receive redemption. The thing about sin is that it alienates you from God and from people. And John chapter 10 verse 10 says that the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So he literally steals you away from the people. In one of the episodes, I remember I said that there's just an energy, a different energy. If I'm praying in my room for 1 hour, when I'm with people, I can even pray for 2 hours. As in, there's just a grace that God usually avails. The thing about sin is that the devil wants to remove you from your place with God, for sure. The Bible says that he wants to kill. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Like, his ultimate desire is to destroy you. Like, I'm thinking up the image that is coming to my mind is, I don't know if you've watched, you see cars, I don't know if you watch those movies where, when a car is being in a demolishiwa. Have you ever watched those videos? No, I don't know how to properly explain it, unless maybe I was to show you an image. But he wants to destroy you completely till you're no more, probably even unrecognizable. So you should be careful. The moment that you see you're isolating, imagine, just find somebody, find your pastor, find somebody in the faith that you trust. Because the moment you when you're sinking into that hole, you don't realize. You think, okay, fine, I'm okay, like everything is good, until it's not okay. Until it's not okay. Think alcoholics, where how they start, how people start, you never start thinking you're gonna be addicted. It's just fun and hype and everything good, until now you find yourself selling everything because of how bad it is, because you're addicted to it. Yeah. Wow. So that's really amazing. For the next thing I want to just talk about is how to deal with secret sin. So okay. Like, if there's people, our audience, and us as well, how do we deal with secret sin? We have now realized, I think, about the Holy Spirit is that he will make these things known to you. Show you your heart concerning different areas of your life. So how do you deal with secret sin?
The first thing, I have a verse from 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. From verse 18. Yeah. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. It says, this is 1 Corinthians. From verse 18. Okay, let me start from verse 17. It says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, with unveiled faces, contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. So, as we behold, so my first point is the word of God. The word of God transforms. As we are beholding the Lord, as we are continuously just looking at Jesus in his word, you become transformed. Like, it just happens naturally. And I feel like sometimes we never know as we are changing. And I feel like I'd also said it in another episode, until one day you look back and then you see all the steps that you've taken, you're probably more patient. Probably when sex was okay, it becomes, okay, for real now, I can't. If drinking was okay, you're in the club and then you're just like, I bambi at all. So our first the word of God is a weapon. The word of God is a sword. So as you continue to just look at Jesus in his word, as we are continuously beholding as in a mirror, you become transformed. Things just fall off naturally. So for anybody feeling like, I had to deal with it after I forgot the book. Why am I forgetting the book? Not by might, not by power, but by his spirit. That's what the word of God says. So it is only through the spirit of God, through looking at God in his word, things just naturally shed off. They fall off. Yeah.
And we also need to remember that it is not a 0 to 100 bam. Like,
it's not.
It's, yeah. It is something that happens like gradually. The more we are transformed.
Mm-hmm.
So one point I'd add is mm-hmm. that like whenever you find, okay, so it's your secret sin is pornography.
Mm-hmm.
What steps or what actions are you to take
mm-hmm.
in that?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I'd say is to pray
mm-hmm.
and read the word. Atakamu utafanya immediately like you, oh, sasa umetoka, and then boom, you're
mm-hmm.
mad.
Mm-hmm.
But in that episode of being whatever you're doing,
mm-hmm.
like pray and ask God for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
But we should also talk about repentance. Maybe let me just talk about the other points. I love to back share repentance. So mine was ask for forgiveness, pray, and then like in the long run now, maybe fast.
Uh-huh.
Fasting and prayer is a very powerful combination.
Uh-huh.
So fast and pray and then be accountable to someone in terms of like, Natalie, I struggle with this. So you being my accountability partner, whether it's fornication. So nikienda when I'm on a date, if I'm seeing someone, you keep asking me,
are you fornicating?
So, and like having someone to be accountable to, and also like now being in an environment where you are able to like, if you're in an environment that is tempting you, of course you're gonna get tempted. So you need to be in an environment where people are building you up in the faith and not tempting you. Now back to repentance.
Mm-hmm. Wait, before you go to repentance, James chapter 5, verse 16, it says, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. The moment we just, guys, find somebody that you trust, please. The moment that we just by you saying it. Because you see, sin keeps us in like it wants us to be in secrecy. Yeah, is that English? It wants us to be in secrecy. That now no one is knowing. And then now the devil will tell you, you know, if you tell somebody, how will they look at you? What will they think? What will they whatever think about you? Who will they tell? etc. So it is important that there is power in confessing. Like if it had a hold of you 100%, I should say maybe sugar to 95%. And then there's a work. And then now, another verse is from 2 Timothy chapter 2. Where is that book of Timothy? 2 Timothy chapter 2. It says, hey, aki the Bible. When this Paul was writing it, very interesting. It says, flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness. Our evangelist said, pursuing something takes work. It's not at your, now it's gonna be easy.
Let's talk about pursuing. Like when a guy is pursuing you,
it takes work.
Consistency.
Consistency.
So, if we imagine una pursue righteousness with consistency.
It takes work. It's not easy. But that's what the word, and you see, when the word of God, the Bible says, where sin abounds, grace abounds even more. So in whatever thing that we may be struggling with, there is grace 10 times more, 50 times, 100 times more than whatever you're actually going through. But you see, the devil doesn't want you to know that. That's why we need to be in our word. He doesn't want you to know truth, because truth sets you free. So the Bible says that you should flee, run away, flee evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness. Let me even leave it at that. Pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. Pursue it. That means you have to grab a hold of it. It's not just gonna come. But the beauty is we have Holy Spirit. We have the Lord to help us. Yeah.
Wow. So we've talked about asking for forgiveness,
fleeing,
running away.
Running away.
So if you have friends who are, like, you know, Amy, my friends, when I'm with them, we always have to go for Edwenda
doing this.
And run away from those friends. If you have, if it's, what does the Bible say again? If your right hand, mi kwanza mimi kuna kitu tu inanishikilia, simu, sijini, as it. Cut it. If your right hand is causing you to sin, itoe. And then it also gets to a point where you're no longer struggling with sin. Your sin doesn't become fornication, it becomes distractions, but that's for another day.
Okay.
Yeah. So we've talked about running away, fleeing from it, if you run. Prayer and getting in the word. We felt about asking for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I want us to talk more about, we talked about environment and avoiding temptations and everything.
Yeah.
And now I want us to talk about repentance.
Yeah.
So, repentance. Let me be a little bilingual. Mm-hmm. Repentance in Hebrew means shuva.
It is translated
to shuva.
Mm.
Though it is written as te shuva, but the pronunciation is shuva, which means to turn back, to return to God.
Yeah.
And I feel like one thing as Christians that we do is we say, oh God, I repent, forgive me, I repent. And the following day, you're back to it.
Yeah. Saying sorry to God and repentance are two different things.
Yeah. You can ask forgive. I feel like if you're really struggling with this thing, fornication and everything, ask God for forgiveness and ask Him to help you. Walk away from it. But if you're not in a place where, you know, joke, there's those times where the Holy Spirit really convicts you because there's a by them, I'm never doing this again. And that is now when you ask, when you are praying and asking God and you're repenting. I mean, that is when you are repenting, because that is, if you don't mean it, don't say it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because now when you talk about repentance, like it is an aspect where you're like, it's a conscious decision that you're making. Like you're saying, me, God, baby, I'm ready to turn away from my sin and to turn to you. So sometimes we like to be like, we just take repentance and ask. See, God said ask for repentance and ask forgiveness and repent. And so I'm doing it. But if you don't mean it, don't do it. Like there is grace, because there's grace. Ask God to show you that grace. Ask God to reveal to you that grace and ask Him to help you overcome that sin. But if you couldn't... And when He helps you, now that is what we call repentance. Now then you can say, God, me by the way, I'm ready to repent for my sin.
Yeah.
Because another thing that I was really, let me read a verse from 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12 to 13, and says, this is NLT version. If you are standing strong, be careful not to, if you think you are standing strong, be careful not to fall. The temptations in your life are no different from what others experience. And God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand.
Yeah.
When you are tempted, He will show you a way so that you can endure.
Yeah.
And when I read this verse, I remember the first time I read it, we were talking, I think it was like a sermon and everything or something, something like that. And the Holy Spirit at that time was that verse, that part that says, when you are tempted, He will show you a way so that you can endure. God was telling me in that moment, when you're being tempted, look for that way out.
There's always,
Going to be a way out. Whether it's you with your friends or Mnenda Dunda and everything, and your mom calls you and akosileza, bede kuja na mboga. You know, that is your way out.
You know, also your way out can just be the conviction. You feel like, I am not supposed to be here.
Yes, that is your way out. That is God telling you.
But tunaskianga.
We don't. And so I remember when you were talking about this some other time, when you were saying like, you know, like, guy, God, Kwani, like, do you, remember that time in the bus to say, my God, Kwani, does God really warn us? And that's the verse that was coming to mind, that there's always going to be a warning from God. God is always going to be washe
don't do this.
Don't
do this. Mm. But do we listen? God, I know, like, it's too hard.
No.
Like, say it again.
Yeah.
And God is faithful. He will say it again.
Mm-mm.
But are we keen to listen to him when he speaks?
Because
that is something that I really feel like we should share,
mm-hmm.
which is that in the times of temptation, God will always show you a way out.
Yeah.
So, okay, feel, baby, I'm really beginning to do this.
Mm.
Look for that way out. Mm. And I pray that God will open our eyes and ears to be able to see that way out. Because he is... The word of God is the truest thing about him. So if he says there's a way out, there is a way out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There will always be a...
You remember? Yeah. No, there's another point I'd like to add. It is the Lord's Prayer.
Oh.
And lead us not into temptation.
Mm-hmm.
Our thing is that God can lead us away from temptation.
Mm.
So as we are praying... It should be a conscious prayer. I like the Lord's Prayer because in it templates, it's literally how we should be praying.
Yeah.
Because I remember that is when Jesus, like, when you're praying, do not be praying as this thing.
Yeah.
Pray like this.
Yeah.
Father, what in heaven? And lead us not into temptation. Like, God is able, like, God can lead you away from temptation.
Mm.
And that is, I feel like that is even how he leads us away from temptation.
Mm.
Like, he is like, in that season, on that whatever.
Mm.
Of temptation, and God is like, here is your way out. That's him leading you away from temptation.
And
it's just you to be keen to hear him and to see the avenue and the channels that he will provide for you to be away from temptation. I feel like that's my point.
Okay, the last verse I'll share is, I can't remember, I know it is in Timothy. Can't remember which verse exactly. Is it 2:20? No. It says, the grace of God has appeared to all men, teaching them to say no to all ungodliness. Now, I can't remember I know it's somewhere in Timothy, but I can't remember where. So again, just to encourage all of us, there is grace availed. The grace of God, grace is an empowerer, but then it will also teach you and help you in the face of sin, in the face of, like, whatever it is, to say no. Yeah, that's just what I wanted to share. That's us. Yeah.
I feel like we've had a really good conversation. And just remind you guys again that it is a gradual thing. Like, it's
progressive.
Yeah, so, like, extend grace to yourself.
That's true.
Extend grace to yourself. Don't beat yourself up because at the end of the day, like, the devil will come and tell you, but who do you think you are?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever think you're going to be set free from this?
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible says that he who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And because you know the truth that you have been set free, you are free.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to put in the work.
Quote,
you need to, you know, be intentional. God, I want to be freed from this. And he will free you. God is a good God. Thank you guys for listening in and for watching the video. If you're watching on YouTube, please like, share, subscribe, comment. And if you're listening on Spotify,
give us a review. Leave a review for us.
Yeah, Apple Podcast, Apple Music.
Yes, Music Podcast, Spotify.
All those wonderful, wonderful platforms.
Mm.
Maybe we can end with a word of prayer.
Yeah.
Would you like to lead us?
Yeah. Okay. Father, we thank you for this time that we have been able to have together. We thank you for this conversation, Lord, for anybody who is listening. We thank you, God, because your word says that you came that we may experience freedom. For anybody who is struggling, Lord, with whatever it is, we thank you because even for them, grace has been availed and freedom has been availed. Lord, may we learn to rest in you. May we learn to trust in you, that we may allow you to continuously work in us and through us, Lord, for your glory and for your honor. We thank you because you love us with an everlasting love. We thank you because you care so much for us. And we thank you, God, because we are in your hands. We thank you for everybody who has tuned in. May you bless them, my Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray and believe. Amen.